Now, normally, I do dress smart, but as it's Christmas, and I've got a nice rounded belly, I thought the suit it fitted well. I thought going like Santa Claus was a bit too obvious, although I've realised the buttons are a bit high up. So, just give me one second. Lee did ask me before, did I need a stand, and I said no, and then realised I did. So, how are we all? Good?
Amazing.
Way. You can do that at the end if you think I'm truly amazing, okay? If not, there's tea and coffee at the back, and mince pies, I'm sure. So if you go there first, I know what you thought. Yeah. How do you follow that?
You don't.
So if you want to open the hatch, and we'll start there. Well, I don't know what to say. So let's start with a Christmas joke. It's the season. I think I can get away with some Christmas jokes. Don't laugh at me. I know I look like a joke, but let's start with some Christmas jokes, if that's okay. I wanted the kids to be in for this bit, but it's okay because adults find them just as appalling. So, what do you call a dog that works for Santa? What did you say, Jill?
Santa Paws.
See, I'm just getting you ready for next week when you have your roast and you can see them all. Okay. What did the sea say to Santa?
Nothing,
it just waved. See, these might be bad, but you remember them. Hopefully that's the same as this sermon. Not that it's bad, but you remember it. Okay. So who hides in a bakery at Christmas? Ooh, a mince spy? Oh, they don't get any better. This is probably about as good as this talk gets, okay? And it's a pity the kids aren't in here, but grown-ups, you can tell your kids this later on if you really want to. So why was the snowman... Oh, I didn't realize I put that actually. So why was the snowman rummaging through a bag of carrots?
Because he was nosy.
No. Not far off. Sorry? No. He was picking his nose. I mean, you're all weak. Obviously, yeah, okay. So, I love Christmas, I really do. It's gonna sound strange, I love the stress, honest, of trying to get into the loft with like a 2-foot hole and a 4-foot wide body. It's not the easiest, but I love that. And for some reason, just going off piece slightly, they've stuck the door to our loft above our bathroom door. So I've now got to stand like halfway in the hall and halfway in the bathroom and do some type of gymnastics bending routine, which is clearly not what I do. That wasn't a joke. To try and get into the loft to get this tree out, and then you realize you're sat on top of a door which is probably not meant for my weight. Balancing this tree in a gap that's this big to my wife, Claire, trying to feed it through while not falling off the ladder. So I love that stress, who wouldn't? I love the stress of untangling. Weren't they amazing? Yeah, so I love the stress of untangling the Christmas lights. Because clearly we don't put them away the same way that they came out the box. I don't know if anyone's organized and has a routine. I just sort of roll them up into a ball and throw them in the box and leave them and forget about it until it's time to try and dress the tree again. And then it's like a 4-hour job just to do the lights before anything. So I love that stress. I love the Christmas songs. I love all the carols that are going on. I love all the latest Christmas songs like the kids were singing. I love the nativities. This has probably been the best one I've seen. Yeah. Probably the only one I've seen. But it's definitely the best, okay? I love the hype that surrounds Christmas as well. All the hustle and bustle, because now I buy things online, so I don't have to deal with that. Although I like the hustle and bustle that surrounds it. But I love me Christmas dinner. Oh yes. Let you into a little secret. When I got married, I was offered a piece of advice, and I've stuck to this advice religiously. And this piece of advice, I'm going to share it to everyone, is no one cooks a roast better than your mum. So I've been to my mum's every Sunday for the last 10 years of my marriage. Because someone offered the advice, turned out true, so I'm following it. That might be the only piece of advice I've actually ever followed, but I'm following it. But what upsets me most is, my mum and dad go on a roast dinner fast from the beginning of November to build up the anticipation for what's about to occur on Christmas Day. So when you see me visiting people around about November, you know it's because there's no roast at Sue and Chris's house. It's not because I'm friends. Only joking. It is. Okay? But we have this. We have this routine. This is what we do. And I love my Christmas dinner. Even the sprouts. Yeah. But I want to ask the question, why is it that we celebrate Christmas? Is it for family? Go on. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Because baby Jesus is born. That's the end of my talk. Well done. You're spot on. Because baby Jesus was born. But people celebrate it as well for family time, for food, for some type of rest. Unless you've got kids and then you're trying to find a screwdriver and the batteries to go with everything that Father Christmas and different people give them. Candy canes. You never see candy canes apart from Christmas. So I pinched one the other day for my breakfast. Highly nutritious, full of energy, clearly. But it's Christmas, so I'm allowed to. The presents, who's excited for their presents? Yeah, me. I want to share with you just a quick story, is that okay? No, okay. I'm going to anyway, because I've got the microphone. So, I remember I must have been about 14 years old. So, not that long ago, clearly. You laughed more at that than you did at the joke of the crackers. Okay, but I remember waking up Christmas morning, rushing down the stairs, because I've got a younger brother and sister. Now my sister is 8 years younger, my brother's 10, so for them it was magical. For me it was early hours of the morning. But I remember running down the stairs, and we have to sit in a certain place on the couch, because mum and dad have this couch and we have this couch. And we're very civilized. It's sort of one at a time, and then you appreciate, oh, it's amazing. And then you put it back, and then you... No, we're not going there just yet. I haven't finished yet, Phil. Not quite there. Okay. And then you have to sit and wait, and then your mum and dad open one, and as a kid, you sat there going, oh, this is great, just hurry up. And then you open another present, you're like, oh, more links. I'm taking the hint, I'm a teenager. Let's put it there. And then your brother's running around with a remote control car, your sister's got something amazing. And there we go. Yeah. Okay, just for Phil. Okay, and then you have to wait a bit longer. And this went on until I realized I had a pair of socks and one Lynx gift set. And my sister and brother had about 10 different presents each. My mum and dad had all their presents each. And I'm sitting there thinking, have I been naughty this year? Well, more naughty this year. It was probably more likely to say. And I remember sitting there, and then I remember my mum looking over at my dad, and then my dad looking over at my mum and going, I don't know where they've gone. I can't remember where we've put them. The presents from Father Christmas and everything, under, but where's the ones from us? I had Christmas Day on Boxing Day because my dad had forgot to bring my presents down and left them in his wardrobe. So the whole family had the presents off the mums and the dads and off each other, but no, I had links and a pair of socks. Go Kev. See, so this is why I love Christmas. I love the fact that I just forget about sometimes. But We buy each other silly presents sometimes. So Mark, can you show us this picture? Now you might recognize the name. Alan Finnegan. He was here a couple of weeks ago speaking. Now he says he does comedy. Now this is what he's put on his Twitter account. I've bought myself, my wife a door for Christmas. I've got it gift wrapped. I hope she likes it because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to keep it a surprise. Now clearly it's not a present, it's one of those. But we do, we buy each other strange and gifts that you never use. We keep buying me nan cake tins. Now me nan can't bake cakes. She makes a lovely apple pie and amazing scones, but she doesn't like baking cakes, but she's got about 19,000 cake tins because we just think, you know what? She might use them one day. So what is the point of Christmas? Is it just another day?
No.
No. I'm loving the art. And can we keep the kids in more often? Because the audience participation is great. For some people, it's a time of sorrow. For some people, it's a time of loneliness. But this is meant to be the season of giving. So let's look to bless somebody less fortunate than ourselves, however we can. It's a season of joy. So let's look to spread joy to those that need it most. But mainly, it's a season of hope. So let's look to share hope to those around us that have no hope. Now, we have just seen possibly the most fantastic nativity ever. But what I'd like to do, I'd like us to have a look a bit more closely at it in a different way, if that's okay. So can we have the next picture up, please? Just looks like ours, doesn't it? Clearly, I scoured the internet for hours for that picture. It wasn't the first one that popped up, I promise. You see, but as the kids mentioned before, Joseph went, they went looking in the inns and there was no room. Now that didn't take God by surprise. God didn't think, oh, do you know what, I forgot to make a reservation. Do you know, silly me, I forgot to do that this year. How did I forget to do this? It was part of his plan that Jesus would be born in a stable. And you know what? I'm so glad it is, because I cannot imagine singing the song away in the inn, room 2B, in a manger that's nice and warm and a double bed for Mary and Joseph. It just doesn't have the same type of ring as away in a manger. But he was not laid in the manger by accident. It again, it was all part of God's purpose. It's a spiritual symbol. A manger at the time was where the animals would go and eat from. It was their source of their food. And they placed Jesus in the manger so we can go to him for our spiritual food. He is. His words are what feed us constantly. So the manger is not just some little accidental thing that happened. There is a purpose behind it. It symbolizes the food that God gives us daily through his word, through praying with him, through knowing him and understanding him. His food has the power to save souls. In here as well, there's an ox and a donkey. Some nativity scenes don't put them in, some do. Again, these have great significance to the story. It wasn't just, oh, well, it was cold outside, so we came in just to see what was happening. Someone's lying in my food. What's this? In Isaiah 1, verse 3, it says, the ox knows its master, the donkey its owner's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. The ox and the donkey were part of the nativity because it was written about. It's important. The ox traditionally represents patience. And boy, did the nation of Israel at that time need patience. just as much as we do now. It was an Old Testament sacrifice and worship as well as the ox. The donkey represents humility, readiness, a readiness to serve. Someone that goes, takes people to places that they've never been before. A chance to reach what the Bible calls the Gentiles, which is us, people that are non-Jewish. So they play a significant part in it. It's not just a stable with animals. It's not just a manger. They're not on this picture, but we did have some amazing shepherds before. And although we know little about the shepherds, it's highly likely that they couldn't always follow the Jewish traditions, the Sabbaths, everything, because they had to keep a close eye on the flock to stop it from going. But the Bible says, doesn't it, that Jesus is the lamb that was to be slain. So the shepherds play an important part in it. And the shepherds that were chosen could have been the shepherds that minded the sheep that were used to sacrifice at the time. So it has a significance. It's not just that God thought, I know, shepherds are good for a laugh. They'll be awake in case the sheep was awake. There's a reason for this. In John 1, we later read when John the Baptist is talking and he proclaims about Jesus and he says, the next day that John saw Jesus coming towards him, he said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The shepherds are an important part of it. Some people represent the kings, the wise men, as they're called. The Bible doesn't actually mention them as kings. They assume they were kings. Now, I thought this was quite interesting when I was looking through and studying up on it, that some people believe that these kings could have come from Yemen, which is quite interesting. Because during this time, the kings of Yemen were actually Jews and practiced the Jewish traditions and knew the Jewish laws. So it's highly likely that that's where they came from. We were told before about the gifts that were brought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to symbolize he was a king, to symbolize he was a priest, and to symbolize that Jesus would die for each and every one of us. So it's not just a stable. It is full of promises of God. It's full of images of God that show us actually that God is in full control, that Jesus' birth was not just a, oh, go around the back, there's no room here, but actually, I want to show you exactly who God is. Now, I want to say, I started before by saying that I love Christmas. And this scene, are the main reason I love Christmas. I love Christmas because of Jesus. The Son of God, who was born into this world as a humble baby, in humble surroundings, starting his life amongst men, not royalty, but came to be the savior of the world. Jesus' birth allows us to come and meet him as we are, as we are today. That is it. You don't have to have a certain wealth in your bank. You don't have to have a certain job. You don't have to live in a certain street or have a certain house. You don't have to be married with 2.4 children. As we are today, that is why Jesus came. That is why I love Christmas. The birth of Jesus was a gift. It's a gift for all of us, for anyone that chooses to accept him. It's a gift of love because he came to show you that he loved you and will always love you. It's a gift of joy because you can realize that no matter what happens, God is always there supporting you and will always be there to look after you. But most of all, it's a gift of hope. It's a gift that assures us eternal life with our Father. This Christmas, I pray that you accept this gift. It's free for all of us, but it will cost baby Jesus his life. Amen.